Case number 11211, Tracy Halverson and Amy Goldberg, east of Country Club Road, west of Suffolk Road, being Lot 6, Block 10, Section B, within Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club subdivision. Tax map ID is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 933, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Tracy Halverson, 12 Suffolk Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Have a good night.
This is a, sorry, one last minute letter from the House of Lords. So we're seeking a variance to build a garage on this property, and when we bought the property, it didn't have a garage, and so we were not trying to build one, and that's what we need the variance for. We have some letters of support from neighbors, and also the HOA has already approved the plans. We went through the process with them, but the setback rules are different for the HOA than they are for the county, so that's why we're here today seeking a county variance. So I guess I can just go through the list. I'm not sure what other information or questions you guys might have. But.
Okay, the standards for granting of the variances.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Okay, so do you have unique circumstance or condition, such as, you know, you guys know what these say. So the unique circumstance is that there's no other way to put a garage on the property without it jutting out as far as we have it jutting out. There's nowhere to put it on the side. There's nowhere to put it in any other fashion, and we're trying to keep the garage as small as possible so that we don't detract from the front of the house and, you know, the look of the house, but it is a unique condition that there's no other way for us to do it. So that's also the practical difficulty is the unique condition. We can't really do it in any other way where we wouldn't need the variance. We certainly would if we could. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, because I think we need the variance because of the setback rules for the county. So I do think we need that. So the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? We didn't design the house or build it, so we didn't necessarily know about this when we went into it. So I don't think we created it. And effects on the surroundings, will it change the essential character of the neighborhood? Definitely not. We've put a lot of time and attention into looking at how everything else is designed in the neighborhood. We're in love with the neighborhood and the neighbors and all of the houses, so we've really kind of gone out of our way to try and make sure that the plans will suit the suit the neighborhood and also hopefully enhance it. So we're trying to build a really nice garage. Will it impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, it's abiding by all of the rules for the sides for our neighbors, and it won't impact the lot across the street that I'm aware of. Will it be detrimental to the public welfare? I certainly don't think so. Does it represent the least modifications possible? Yes, we've tried to push it back as far as possible. For us, you know, I come down from Baltimore. I'm a part-time resident here, and I come down late at night, and it's always very unnerving for me to get out of my car and not have a garage to pull into or anything. So I think that it'll add, you know, a safety feature to the house, at least for while I'm there and hopefully for future owners. So it is necessary to afford relief. At least that's my main goal for it, not just purely for storage and aesthetics, but for safety concerns. So I think that's addressed all of the questions. And number C, or letter C on 5, we are trying to do it with the least amount of problems possible.
Okay. And I think you addressed the question I was getting ready to ask is what your proposed garage is for safety and security, and that's for your traveling at night, you're saying, late coming in?
Primarily. I mean, you know, everyone can see when I'm there, when I'm not there without a garage. You know, if the car just is, the car's there, I'm home. It's not there, I'm not home. I also, when I pull in, I like to unload everything out of the car if it's going to sit out in the driveway all night. It's a pretty dark area.
Right.
And so I'm making a lot of trips back and forth, and this would allow me to just pull in, leave the car, leave my belongings. It's probably too many years of living in Baltimore City. I'm a little bit of a paranoid person. I can't quite remind myself that I'm coming down to the beach. It'll be much safer.
Right.
At least hopefully, right.
We just leave our doors unlocked and keys in the car here.
That's what they keep telling me to do. I haven't quite gotten there yet.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, right? Yeah. Right before they drive off with your car.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. Curious, is there any possibility to incorporate the garage to the dwelling? I see you've got 6 feet in between.
Yeah, we looked at doing that. I mean, we'd still need a variance. We wouldn't get back as far as we need to. And it would, the way the house is designed, we'd have to cut, that would have to go right into one of the main bedrooms on that first floor. There's no hallway to tie it into. So not only would it be much more expensive, it would probably cause more harm to the quality of the home than good that it would bring to have that connector.
Right, just wondering.
It appears there's a bow window there.
What's that?
Is that a bow window there on the front?
There's going to be storage up top, so that's a real window.
I didn't know if you were blocking the... It looks like a window coming on the front of the structure.
Oh,
home.
In the house itself?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, there. But that's just like a A-frame in the bedroom, so it's not going to block. It'll block the front window in the bedroom, yes.
Right.
But we're going to try and, you know, at least let some light in.
Sure.
If I have to add another window.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Mormon?
No questions.
No, brother. I have no further questions. You answered mine.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have two letters in favor.
You got three letters? Okay. And again, would you keep your hands up? There was what? One, two, three. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the way the house is situated on this lot, and the shape of the lot is somewhat odd, but it is unique in the way the existing dwelling is already there. To say that the applicant wants a garage, I believe it the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use and to be developed with a garage. I don't believe it's created by the applicant, and we've not heard any testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,211.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,211. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,211 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
You.